Hello, my friends. I'm Bill McLaughlin. Welcome to St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio and made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. Join us today with our guests, the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers.
Rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rockin' my, oh, rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham, rockin' my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rockin' my soul.
I may be weak, but thou art strong. I'm leaning on,
Sound you all make. Good Lord, takes my breath away. This is the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers of Los Angeles. I'm rocking my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Ralph Pettiford was the bass. Nancy Soprano's up there blowing like trumpets in the Ellington Band. This is an amazing group you put together, Dr. McNeil.
We think so.
We should talk a little bit about this group that you put together. I should probably tell you folks at home, if you haven't heard of this ensemble, it's not brand new. You started, what, 33 years ago? Did I read something
like
that?
Yeah, of course we weren't known 33 years ago. I like to think that we're better known now.
And you're actually a native of Los Angeles.
Yes.
One of those very rare creatures.
Yeah, elementary, junior, senior high school, and eventually university.
You went through USC for a while, also UCLA?
UCLA, USC, Westminster Choir College, the University of Lausanne, Switzerland, and finally ended up at the University of California, Davis.
Mm-hmm. And did I read for a while you taught music in the public schools in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah. That was my big thing. Yeah.
I'm just looking at this course. We've got some real youngsters here, probably in their early 20s. Anybody remember him as? Oh, there are a couple people. Did you have, are some of these graduates?
No, there are a couple of them right there.
Really? Who were?
There's Ralph here in my car. No, Jenny was not.
So they were actually kids.
And Larry is one of my students.
Larry, who's the pianist and arranger of this ensemble?
Yeah.
So you've known them really since they were in junior high school or something like that.
Gosh, yes. I've seen them go through all kinds of changes.
Well, actually, that is starting to make me believe something I thought was a misprint. It says you're Professor Emeritus at the University of California, Davis. No. I thought you're not really old enough to be Emeritus anything.
Oh, thanks a lot. Laugh, choir.
Yeah, this ensemble you put together performs a particular block of music that we rarely have on public radio, or not nearly enough, I should say. It starts with spirituals, with gospel, takes in music from Africa, where you've toured extensively. And I wish you'd tell us a little bit about how you got going and why you thought it was a good idea to do it. We've heard why it's a good idea to listen to them, believe me, in the first tune.
Well, you know, first of all, many people refer to the Jubilee Singers as being a gospel choir, and I can take this opportunity to say they're really basically a concert choir with an emphasis on the music of African Americans. It's hard to say that when you're publicizing something.
Right.
But Jubilee Singer is very important. That whole concept of a cappella singing, I think, is important. But we've gone beyond that. I wanted to show where black people have come since 1865 vocally.
Uh-huh.
And they've come through many transitions. So that's why we do spirituals as an opener and spirituals as a closer. And we fill in with gospel. We fill in with African in the languages. We do theater music. We do concert music by African composers, African-American composers. So we show a whole gamut, a whole panorama. And a lot of this, the audience couldn't see because it's radio, but it's choreographed. We have a movement design.
Yeah.
Larry's wife is our choreographer, Yvonne Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
And that has added another whole dimension mm-hmm. to the whole picture.
Also, I think musicians of any sort, no matter what the music is, always sound better to me when they move a little when they play. There's something about getting the rhythm coming up out of the earth through your feet.
Yeah.
And I think that's true with the string quartet playing Beethoven as well as what we've just been hearing. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to some more of this music from this marvelous ensemble. You have chosen, Hall Johnson is a wonderful composer, arranger, who lived for a little bit in Los Angeles. That's
yes,
the first
I came
of this
for a
set.
While there. I met him when I was 13 years old. My parents had been in show business for years, and as vaudevillians, they'd travel about the world. They'd always told me, don't become a musician, you won't make any money. You know, so I knew I was going to be a doctor, a lawyer, a school teacher, or something, because that was the emphasis at that time. But no, I met Hall Johnson. He was a wonderful man. He was originally a cellist, an instrumentalist, and then he... in New York, he did a lot of shows, mm-hmm. but he moved out west to do that great, what was it called, Green Pastures, that mm-hmm. was the thing. And then he wrote all the music for that. It was a whole series of spirituals. I think maybe 25 or 30 spirituals were wrapped into the fabric of that film.
Mm-hmm. Well, this next set, we're going to hear a Hall Johnson tune, Jesus Lay Your Head in the Window. And then following that, a couple of your own arrangements, one of the great gospel composers, Thomas A. Dorsey,
right.
although you've told me before we went on there, you're going to do it in spiritual style, which is to say, without a Hammond organ.
Yeah. A kind of eight-part arrangement, actually, kind of lush sounding.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, Moses Hogan, who's a choral leader from New Orleans, who's
from
New
Orleans,
been on this
right.
show.
You said he was here already.
Yeah, we're going to have a tune, I'm going to sing till the spirit moves. Here's some spirituals now from the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers of Los Angeles under their director, Albert McNeil.
Jesus, lay your head in the wind. Jesus, lay your head. Your head in the wind.
Dry bones, I hear the word. sing to the spirit. Oh, in my heart, I'm gonna sing to the spirit. Oh, in my heart, I'm gonna sing to the spirit. Oh, in my heart, I'm gonna sing to Jesus Christ.
Boy, what a tremendous arrangement. That last one was by Moses Hogan, whose chorus has also been on this show. I don't know if you guys got a chance to hear it. This was the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers from Los Angeles singing for us. The set of spirituals, wonderful, wonderful pieces and tremendous vocal prowess. That was the tenor Mark Summers who sang in the first one, Jesus Lay Your Head in the Winder. That was the arrangement of Hall Johnson. Then came a couple of your own arrangements. John the Revelator, Elliot Jackson was the baritone. Man, you sound wonderful. And you also have a beautiful falsetto, the way you floated at the end. I had to admire that a whole lot. Dry Bones, also Albert McNeil's arrangement. We heard Precious Lord, most beautiful, I think, of those great gospel tunes of the 30s written by Thomas A. Dorsey. Beautiful composer and wonderful arrangement. And then, finally, Moses Hogan's arrangement of I'm Going to Sing Till the Spirit Moves. Boy, what a nice set. One of the things I was noticing, you have a tremendous power. You don't move a whole lot when you conduct. And you know who you reminded me of more than anyone was the great German conductor von Karajan, which is a funny thing because he also was very still. His body didn't move, and he got a whole lot out of each gesture. The only thing is, you got a much better sense of humor than von Karajan. Did you folks hear what he was doing? And what was the tune, Dry Bones? Where he keeps kicking it up a half step. Dung, 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 dung. It keeps going up and top. And then there's that one spot where you leave it out. He's going to walk all over. And there's one spot where you just leave us. I was already swinging into it, and nothing happened. That's better than hiding. It's exactly the same trick. You leave a hole where you know something big is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then you did the opposite, which is very hard to do in tune. You came back down by half step as we're coming back down to the toes. That's a very clever arrangement, plus really just fun to hear.
It's marvelous vocal age, by the way.
Oh, I just put you through your paces. So, yeah, you were saying before that Hall Johnson was the dean of writing for this kind of music. I think you've taken over. The dean is dead and the new dean is here.
Oh, no, no, his spirit lives.
Yeah, tremendous. We were saying earlier that you have studied, in fact, you've made a number of trips to Africa with the chorus.
Well, I would say we made one major trip to North Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa. You know, the golden age of the cultural exchange was about 4 to 5 years. We went out just about every year.
These were State Department tours.
State Department cultural exchanges. And I was professor at the University of California at Davis at the time, and I would take a sabbatical quarter every other year. And we'd fill that. Sometimes Jenny White, who sits on the end here, has been in the choir since its inception. We would be gone like 3 months, 4 months, five months on the road. And they would send us to the weirdest and most exciting places. You could imagine, up the Khyber Pass to Afghanistan or on the Persian Gulf to Muscat, Oman, Bahrain, and then across Pakistan to Lahore and so on and so forth. It was quite a thing.
What was the response of the audience?
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, with the State Department, you had two kinds of audiences. You had the diplomatic audience, where our diplomatic people had a chance to work and talk to embassy people. We'd have 150, 200 ambassadors and their wives at one time, and we sang for that audience and their liaison people. And then another audience, we call it a people audience, and that would be the so-called, quote-unquote, average people in the country, whatever that may have been. And It was just an unusual experience. We were late by a whole, we went to Tunisia, and we got there maybe 11:30 at night because our plane had been delayed overnight in New York. We missed a connection. Mm-hmm. Do you know those people were still sitting there? And it was our first performance, and I didn't know what ululation was until in the middle of our piece they started ululating at a high pitch. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
You got it, baby. Okay.
You remember, and you can do it.
Right. And we were in the middle of a selection. And I thought, which door do I run out of? What's going on here?
You know? But that was like the highest form of...
That's their form of expression of excitement and joy and appreciation.
My word.
It's an Arab thing, more or less. Yeah.
Yeah. You've brought some African music with you today.
Yeah.
I noticed. Could you tell us a little bit about this, and then maybe we can hear
Well, you
it.
Know, my arranger over here at the piano is Larry Farrell, mm-hmm. a formerly associate professor at Florida State, a junior high school student of mine, too, by the way.
Wow.
Who knows Marion Makeba quite well, and was able to copy this, transcribe this piece called Nankoko, which is the second piece we're doing. It is a memorialization of the prison where Mandela and Sisulu were incarcerated during the apartheid time. Mm. It's a very beautiful piece. The first one is a South African marching song and doing used during that the same period of time of apartheid. And then we're closing out with a Caribbean thing that Larry also arranged called Turn the World Around, which is a message of hope that people will turn the world around and perhaps save us from whatever we're going toward.
Let's hear it. Once again, the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers from Los Angeles singing for us.
Amma sia amma tuka yenwen ko yenwen ko sia amma amma sia amma amma sia amma tuka yenwen ko. We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, we are marching, marching, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, marching, we are marching in the light of God. See ya ha, ma kuka yen kwenko, see ya ha, ma kuka yen kwenko, see ya ha, ma kuka yen kwenko.
Bye.
Sweet. We just heard three pieces from the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers of Los Angeles. Yeah, sit down for a moment. Take a load off your knees. The first two are from Africa. The first was a South African freedom song. We are marching in the light of God. Next, a beautiful tune by Miriam Makeba, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce in Zulu because I can never figure out that clicking sound that's part of it. But that was an arrangement by Larry Farrow and beautifully sung by Lisa Knowles, the soprano. She sounded great, young lady. Larry also arranged and played piano on the last tune, which is a Harry Belafonte tune. I think he's worked with Harry Belafonte for some.
We have mounted a 70th year tribute in our show.
Yeah. And that redoubtable tambourine solo was by Miss Virginia White. It was also part of that big warm alto section that you have. Tremendous. What fun. These arrangements, I'm wondering, because I can imagine, they're difficult, but they're not impossible for a good college chorus. Some of them, I think, actually crack high school chorus could try. Are you publishing them?
Larry has published, and I both have published. We published with Gentry, Harold Leonard, and Lawson Gould Publishing Companies that have our material. The last piece is out in publication, Turn the World Around.
Yeah, because I could just think it's great to study Bach. It's great to study all the traditional choral repertoire, but this is something that would add such richness to programming for all sorts of directors. Have you recorded a good deal of this music?
We have our own label. We have CDs, but we've done it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell them at our concerts, thank heavens, and that brings in a certain amount of revenue that we need.
You're starting to give me an idea. You folks at home know about public radio music source. I'm sure you do. There's a number you can call if you can't find these, because big problem with a terrific group like this is lack of distribution. If the big commercial distributors don't get you, then you're not going to find it at Tower Records or something like that. We can help out. If you call us at 1-800-75-MUSIC, we'll put you in back of some of these records. You ought to have them in your collection.
That would be the answer to a prayer.
Oh, man. I'm always saying this because I have a couple. They're too good to miss. We're spending this day with the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers of Los Angeles. I'm Bill McLaughlin, and you're tuned to St. Paul Sunday. We talked a little bit earlier, Dr. McNeil, about the distinction between spirituals and gospel.
Yeah, well, the spirituals are generally a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the original spirituals were the melodic lines, and then later harmonizations, very simple four-part harmonizations.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, as we have now, the complex kind of arrangements. While a gospel is a phenomenon that began around the 20s, seemingly in Chicago, in storefront churches, sanctified churches, they called them in those days.
Mm-hmm.
When the Hammond organ was invented, it was invented for black people, I always say, because that's an organ that can swing. And nowadays, in many of the mainline churches, they have removed their pipe organs or they don't use them anymore.
You know, it's funny
gospel
because
has taken over.
Sanctified musicians are all over. And actually, Milt Jackson, the great vibe player from the Modern Jazz Quartet, told me that when he got to New York, his biggest recommendation to Dizzy Gillespie, Dizzy had never heard him play. He'd heard he was a great young player from Detroit. He was recommending for a job. He said, "It's okay, you can hire Milt. He's sanctified." That was enough for that right there.
Right.
Yeah, so when you are performing today, then the spirituals, you were mentioning, you did Thomas A. Dorsey's Precious Lord.
Yes, we did that.
In a spiritual style. That he was a gospel composer. He was actually a very good jazz pianist and had a number of hits.
Yes, I know.
But when you were doing it, you did it a cappella, unaccompanied.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I was down at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas, and a young student had arranged that piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed a hold of that manuscript, and I said, "Wow, this is fabulous."
Mm-hmm.
And I understand now it's just been recently published, but that was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Are the black colleges still as important a source of good singers and good arrangers and study of this music as they were historically?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Because your own education was in these mainstream colleges like USC
absolutely,
and UCLA.
Absolutely. And of course now we have so many young African Americans or older African Americans, 30s, 40s, 50s even, who've come through conservatory training, Juilliard School or any school, and they have picked up their own idea about how maybe spirituals should sound or how anything should go, you know.
Yeah. You've chosen a wonderful big set for us to listen to now. One of which is an old tune, which I know, called There's a City Called Heaven, which dates from the 30s, Robert Page tune. Tell us about the other ones. You're going to sing The Word Was God. That's by...
The Word Was God is by Rose Saffany. Did I say it right?
Yeah,
Rose Saffany Powell. I always called her... But anyway, she's a young college teacher at Philander Smith College in Arkansas, Little Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a student of our accompanist, Professor Farrell, and she was down at Florida State University.
Uh-huh.
And she sent me this piece, and she's written several for us, and now they're being published by our publisher.
That's great. So we're going to have that first. Rosephony Powell, you say?
Rosephony Powell.
And then there's a city called Heaven.
Right.
And then Blessed Quietness, and finally, Oh Happy Day.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, once more we'll hear the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers of Los Angeles.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was God.
That's wonderful. That's going to send me skipping out the door through the rest of the week. We've been listening to the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers, a group from Los Angeles, which is with us today. Tremendous. Thanks so much for bringing these folks. We just heard four songs in a row. Let me tell you what they were. The Word Was God, which was written by a young composer called Rosephany Powell. The piece is from 1995. Then we heard an older tune, There's a City Called Heaven, sung beautifully by soprano Celeste Bembry. We had Blessed Quietness, which featured Tonsi McElroy as the alto and Mark Summers once again as the tenor. It's an arrangement by Larry Farrow, who made the arrangements the last two pieces and also played piano. And finally, Oh Happy Day in Farrow's arrangement, and that was Miss Virginia White. Young lady, you start out as a contralto, go up to the soprano register, and then the last lick, you do them both at the same time. I don't know how anybody on earth can do that. Plus, she was playing that mean tambourine all the way through there. Well, Dr. McNeil, you've got the most amazing group of singers you put together. In fact, I want to read each one of these names. It's not so many that you've been listening to. Sounds like an army sometimes. They sound so powerful. But The sopranos, Celeste Bembry, Yvonne Dowd, Lisa Knowles. Our four altos were Nell Walker, Tonsi McElroy, Carol Wooten, and Virginia White. The four tenors, Aaron Smith, Mark Summers, Jim Tompkins, McLean, and Michael Bijou. The baritone basses, Eric Myricks, Michael Morgan, Tommy Webb, Ralph Pettiford, who I found out is a relationship to Oscar Pettiford, the great bass player who lived here in town, and Elliot Jackson. Also, Larry Farrow is playing piano and doing a lot of the arrangements. Dr. McNeil, you don't get a bunch of singers like that by accident. I mean, they may all want to sing with you because they're good singers, but the amount of dedication and work you've put in together with this ensemble shows. It's remarkable.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You folks at home, don't miss them. If they come anywhere near you, drive 200 miles to hear them. Just think, if Bach could walk to hear Buxtehude, man, you better go hear the Albert McNeil Jubilee Singers. I don't care where they are. Get there. You guys are doing quite a lot of touring. You're all over the world, actually. You back in Japan coming soon?
Yeah, we've been to Japan. This last season we were in Argentina, Brazil, France, Germany, and coming up we go to Italy, go to Spain, and then back to Japan for the third time in the fall.
And occasionally even dates in the U.S. of A., I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks so much for coming to visit. A wonderful program.
Thank you very much.
And you folks at home who've enjoyed the show, I'm sure as much as I. Drop us a line and tell us about it. You can write to us by email nowadays. Our address is sunday@mpr.org. That's M as in Minnesota, PR.org. Or by postal service, we are at St. Paul Sunday, care of Minnesota Public Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. We've got more great music coming up, but that's all for us right now. Make sure to tune in next Sunday. We'll be back here with St. Paul Sunday.
St. Paul Sunday is made possible by a major grant from the Minnesota-based General Mills Foundation, supporting excellence in education, human services, and the arts. Additional funding has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts and by this Public Radio International station. St. Paul Sunday is produced by Minnesota Public Radio in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Your host for the series is Bill McLaughlin. The senior producer is Mary Lee. The music producer is Carrie John Franklin, and the associate producer is Vaughn Ormseth. The engineer is Alan Strickland, and the production engineer is Michael DeMarc. The St. Paul Sunday website is produced by Nancy Blakestead. This is Marianne Sullivan.
Been listening to Folk Dances from Moravia as performed by the Szkampa String Quartet, one of the selections on St. Paul Sunday's newest compact disc, Mixed Company. Visit our website at stpaulsunday.org to order your copy of Mixed Company, music from St. Paul Sunday. This recording includes performances of Gil Shaham, the Juilliard String Quartet, and many more, all recorded for this program and many not available elsewhere. Order your copy of Mixed Company from the St. Paul Sunday website, stpaulsunday.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.